Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
Well, good morning, and this is Sherry on Home Show Garden Pros. Sandy is out today, so you get me all to yourself.
We'll go for quality all the time.
Right, and I'm joined today with John Ferguson with Nature's Way Resources. So lucky to have you here today, John. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
And so for those of y'all tuning in, you're listening to Home Show Garden Pros. We're a call-in radio show. We can answer all your lawn and garden questions. You just write our phone number down. When you think of a question, give us a call, 281-833-3333. In the meantime, you get to listen to John and I visit. And so for those of you who don't know who John Ferguson is, he is the soil scientist. He is my mentor, my go-to, when it comes to anything soil or natives. So, John, how long have you been in the soil world?
Well, if you count college, almost 50 years.
Wow, so you studied in college.
Yeah, I got undergraduate, graduate degrees in geology and things related to soil
and
science.
Before owning Nature's Way, what did you do?
I was a geophysicist, worked in the oil industry, traveled internationally.
So you may know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Made a lot of mistakes. You learn from them.
Hey, that's how I learned, right? Every mistake made.
Yeah, those are the ones that stick with you.
Yeah, right, right. Well, good. So, and another thing about John is, you know, you hear us talk about leaf mold compost. And John is the starter of all the leaf mold compost, you know. And I always hear you say, what is it, that imitation is the best form of flattery. Well, a lot of people are trying to imitate what you do.
Yep.
But you do what you do the best. And I know this because I've looked at all the leaf mold compost, and Nature's Way Resource leaf mold compost is the best.
Well, thank you.
And I don't know what you do to it, but it is absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you.
And I've looked at it under a microscope.
Mm-hmm.
Most biologically active soil that I have ever looked at under the microscope.
Well, like I said, we're just farmers raising microbes.
Yes, microbe farmers.
There's a lot of science behind what we do.
Yeah, yeah. So as we were talking, you know, before the show, you know, we're in a drought, mm-hmm. right? And conditions are getting rough out there. Temperatures are high. And as I look at people's yards, you know, you go from one yard that's beautiful, lush, and green to the next yard that is completely fried.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference? For the most part, is the difference?
Based on the yards I've observed, soil care and grass, how they take care of their grass.
Right. And so the more organic material?
Yeah, the more organic your soil is, the better it holds water, and plants need less water.
And when you say the more organic, you know, that to homeowners, they're just thinking, oh, I use organic fertilizer. But when you say organic, you mean the actual soil.
Correct. The actual carbon chains that we call humus that are in the soil, that could be 3, 4, 5 feet deep in the soil.
Right. And how do you achieve that?
Well, there's two ways.
Uh-huh.
Either you – well, one of the easiest is top dress of compost.
Right.
Then the microbes, the earthworms, will carry it into the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, plant roots put out chemicals, or actually sugars, starches, proteins, to feed the microbes.
Right.
So when the microbes die, their bodies contribute to organic matter deep in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Many roots can go down several feet. When they have their root turnover, they die. That contributes organic matter. So all works together to build your organic matter.
Right. So, like my yard, for instance, and I know your yard, you barely ever water.
Correct.
I definitely don't water as much as anybody in my neighborhood. And so I have worked for many years to build that organic component by top dressing once or twice a year, you know, kind of focusing on the worst spots, the hardest, toughest spots, especially down by the street with good compost, where other people maybe haven't done that. And so they're left with our native soils, which tend mm-hmm. to be heavy in clay, at least in my area.
Yep.
So just by doing all that work in the past, little by little, I'm enjoying the fruits of my labor right now.
I am too. You know, we're getting ready to build our retirement home and move here in a few uh-huh. months, but I'm in the black gumbo clay of South Houston.
Yeah.
But in parts of my yard, it's broken down over 3 feet over the years, and it's rich loam.
Right.
I get 3 inches of rain. I get zero runoff. It just soaks in.
Absolutely. And I noticed that during Harvey, you know, walking my yard, I didn't have any pooling or puddling.
Mm-hmm.
Where you looked over the fence into the neighbor's yard, and it looked like a swimming pool,
yes.
basically. So you increase your percolation. Basically, when the water hits the ground, it stays in your yard.
Correct.
And so when your sprinklers go off, same thing. When you can increase that organic material and you water, you're keeping your water.
It actually soaks into the soil instead of running off.
Yeah.
And like I said, it just holds it, so it'll use less to evaporation.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, yeah. the plants use less water when you have good organic matter and good microbial in the soil.
Yeah, I know. We were talking with Kelly, my sister, who
right.
was on the show, and you know, she said, you know, plants are hotter when they're thirsty, and
yeah.
And it is. I need to get a temperature gauge out. But if you go and touch your plants
mm-hmm.
when they're ready for a drink, they'll be warmer. When they're nice and hydrated, they're cooler.
Yep.
So, I mean, the plants.
Evapotranspiration.
Yes, yes. It's amazing. And so you have cooler plants, you have cooler air in your yard. So it's just so amazing. Like, plants yep. are just amazing that way.
Well, up at the farm, I love to come out and, yeah, it'll be 104, 105 out in the pasture.
Yeah.
I go under the live oaks. All of a sudden, it drops to below 90.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much cooling they can do.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we'll get a little more science-y here before it's all over. We're going to sneak out for a quick break. Don't forget to give us a call, 281-833-3333.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back. That was a quick little break. This is Home Show Garden Pros. This is Sherry Hara, and I'm here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources up in the
Woodlands.
The Woodlands.
Conroe.
North Woodlands, South Conroe area. The godfather of leaf mold compost is with me. So get all your lawn and garden questions out. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. We are here to answer all your questions. But, you know, John and I could sit here and talk for hours, and it's just fascinating to me to kind of get to the whys of everything, you know, why one yard looks great and one yard's struggling, or, you know, all the little details. You were sharing with me an article about cutting your grass, like different lengths off your grass.
Right.
So you cut too short, you basically shut down root production.
Root production, so they don't go deep.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they don't shade the soil, so you get more higher temperatures and more water evaporates.
Right.
Like right now, First of all, do you know how tall St. Augustine grass can grow, what their genetic potential is?
Is it something like 24 inches?
Yeah, depending on the variety, 20 to 24 inches.
Yeah, you may get a letter from the HOA if you let it get that tall.
Yeah, it's a hybrid between a species from the prairies of Africa that, that can live on 10, 15 inches of water a year and a Gulf Coast species that's humidity and water tolerant. And that's why it's sterile.
Okay.
But also, you know how deep the genetic potential of the roots are.
About the same as the height, right?
No, it's actually a lot more.
Oh, a lot more.
University of Florida's done studies, and they found the genetic potential of St. Augustine is 12 feet.
Oh, wow.
So
if you could get roots to go 12 feet.
You'd never have to water.
Never. The roots would do all the work for you.
Yeah, like in my farm out in LaGrange, no irrigation at all, and I've got St. Augustine growing healthy in the pastures.
Wow.
It escaped.
Now it escaped, okay. I was going to say, you didn't put that there.
No, it just escaped it.
Okay.
But it shows what can be done.
Uh-huh.
So we have to start asking ourselves, how did we screw it up?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And I think a lot of times we do screw it up. Like, it, definitely, we're out trying to control everything, and we don't need to.
Yeah, well, as we talked beforehand, you know, I watered my lawn for the first time last Saturday.
Yeah.
Since 2011.
Wow. So, the first time.
First time.
So your water bill is almost nothing.
Yep. I spend more water for my pond, just keeping it full, than I do for the landscape.
Right. You got a pond, not a swimming pool out there, huh?
Yeah, it's small, 1,200 gallons.
That's awesome. So you're not spending money on water. How often are you fertilizing?
Well, I'm in a maintenance mode now. I put down one bag of MicroLife 624 every other year.
Okay, because
and that's more for me, I think.
Yeah,
than the plant.
Makes you feel like you're doing something.
Well, see, I don't cut all the grass cuttings, or I have a mulching blade. They go back in.
Yeah.
So what's been taken out, it's going right back into the soil.
Right. So John's not necessarily telling you all not to fertilize. But once you've done all the work, you can really back off.
Yeah, and top dress of compost every other year now, one time. I'm no longer in a building or correcting mode. I'm just in a maintenance mode.
And that's kind of where I am as well in my practices. I've, you know, lived in my house for 22 years. So now I need to water a little more because you've probably lived in your house a lot longer.
Over 40 now.
Yeah, over 40. So double the amount of time. So I've watered more than once since 2011 in my yard. But I've done all the building all these years, and, you know, I can take a core sample and get down 2 foot of pretty decent soil. Mm-hmm. There are some areas of my yard where not so good. It's a little bit more clay-like. It's built. It's penetrating. It's holding water. And there is a distinctive line between my neighbor and I of their completely brown yard.
Yes.
And my beautiful green yard. I'm not bragging.
No, it's a statement of fact.
It is a statement of fact. I need to do a video from my yard just to kind of show everybody. You know, you can get there too.
Yep. Sometimes I joke about it, but I probably save $1,500, $2,000 a year.
Right.
On water and maintenance. I just don't need it.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that's what we're here to do, is help everybody become a little bit more educated on what is really necessary to get to that point where we can save one of our most valuable resources, which is water.
We're out of as a society.
Yeah, and we can't make more, right?
Correct.
So we need to conserve, and we need to make sure that when we put our sprinklers on, it's staying in our area. You know, it's staying in our ground. It's recharging our aquifers.
Yep. Well, there's also a problem that people don't think about. The chemicals in the public water supply creates, like, fluoride reacts with phosphate in the soil, forms chloroapatite, which cements the soil, which prevents water from going into the soil.
Right. And so the only way to battle that
is compost.
Compost.
The microbes, got to feed the microbes.
Yeah, the microbes will kind of eat, for lack of better description, eat at those chemicals.
And break them apart.
Break them apart.
So they don't cement the soil.
And then it purifies your water.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's something that's very, very necessary.
Yes.
So I've been running through people's yards. You know, when people contact me and say, oh, my gosh, I have no idea what's happening in my yard, and they send me pictures, and I'm like, okay, that is way too up close. Just give me your address. I'll run by and look. So when I run by and look, you know, I take my 3-foot-long soil probe with me. Because I can always tell you, if I see a beautiful little spot of grass in their yard, I can stick my soil probe in. I can get the soil probe at least a few inches deep. Mm-hmm. And then the areas where it's struggling, it's always hard. Hard, and the soil looks a little dusty.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's always a good observation. Like, if you could get something out and start go poking holes and just kind of assessing the soil, it always comes down to, you know, the depth of compaction, basically. Yeah.
What I've told people, to make your own probe, mm-hmm. you can go down to Home Depot or Lowe's, get a 1/4-inch piece of rebar, diameter rebar.
Yeah.
File off a point and take another piece and just go to a welding shop and they just tack weld it and make you a little probe.
Yeah.
Cost you $10.
And just go poke yep. around in your yard. You'll just learn a lot.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we are going to skip out for a break. You give us a call, 281-833-3333. We're here to answer all your lawn and garden questions.
Yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Think your old patio set needs replacing? New ones are pricey. Good thing Houston Powder Coaters give old patio sets new life. They not only recoat your old set better than new, they repair welds and replace vinyl straps and sling fabrics, plastic feet caps, and inserts. And that rusty hardware? Replaced with new stainless steel. Get better than new for less from the industry experts at Houston Powder Coaters. Schedule free pickup at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Stress makes you do crazy things. Same goes for your landscaping. Avoid overwatering. Watch for pest pressure. Throw some shade. Rolled burlap helps hot plants have it made in the shade. We're all about making gardening cool with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on Highway 249. Don't let the scorching heat stop you from enjoying your lawn and garden. At Plants for All Seasons on 249, we've got you covered with our full-service garden center. We're here to provide answers to all your most perplexing gardening issues. Are summer insects driving you crazy? Don't fret. Our knowledgeable team can help you identify those pesky critters and provide you with effective solutions to keep them at bay. Are you unsure if you're over or underwatering your plants? We understand the struggle. Our experts will guide you through the watering maze and help you figure out the perfect balance for your plant's needs. We're passionate about helping you succeed in all your lawn and garden adventures. Whether you're a seasoned gardener or just starting out, our team is dedicated to providing you with the best advice, tips, and tricks to make your green space flourish. So don't let the summer heat dampen your gardening spirit. Visit Plants for All Seasons on 249 and let us be your go-to resource for all things lawn and garden. From plants to tools, fertilizers to pest control, we've got everything you need to create the garden of your dreams. Plants for All Seasons is located on Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Road. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website, plantsforallseasons.com. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And welcome back. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros. That was my rock star of a sister from Plants for All Seasons. She's holding down the fort today. So we're here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. Nothing too big or small for us here today. We got John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources answering all of our questions, you know, whether it's soil or plants. You know, he has a full-service garden center over at his soil yard. compost yard, where he has lots of beautiful native plants. He is a plant collector as well, and he specializes in native plants, right?
Yep.
And what is your favorite native plant?
Ooh, that's
which is
tough.
A hard one, because when plant people, I have a hard time naming my favorite plant.
Yeah, it depends on what aspect it is. Am I doing something for butterflies?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you asked me in end of March, maybe when the mulberries are getting ripe. I love to nibble.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the fall foliage of some of the southern sugar maple.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a big question.
Yes. When the Texas red buds are in bloom, they're hard to beat.
That's your favorite. Yeah, I know. I'm kind of right there with you. You know, people always ask me, what's your favorite plant? And I'm like, I like all of them. Like, there's not a plant that I could say I don't like. Now, I'm not much fan of things with thorns that want to eat me every time I walk past it. But, you know, like the parsley hawthorn has the thorns on it. And when I'm watering, it kind of snags my shoulder.
Yep.
So, you know, other than that.
See, rusty blackhaw is another one in the spring when it's blooming. And I got some at the farm, zero irrigation in this drought. And they're just blooming. They're as happy as can be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But another tree you mentioned, the thorns, kind of maybe one I love is the black locust. It's almost cut to extinction because the wood takes 30 years to rot.
Oh.
So to make saline, and it was real straight and tall, so it was almost cut to extinction to make sailing masts back in the 1800s.
To make what?
Sailing mast.
Oh,
the
okay.
Poles. Yeah.
Because they're so straight.
Straight
and strong.
And rot resistant.
Okay. Interesting fact.
It's a legume, so it fixes nitrogen for the plants around it. Big clusters of white flowers in the spring for several weeks.
Okay.
Host plant to several butterflies. And it can grow in flood or drought.
Yeah. And that's a good point. You know, host plant for several butterflies. You know there are other butterflies other than the monarch.
Like, yes.
You know, people are going to save the monarch, which is amazing, right? And we love that fact. But there are other butterflies out there.
Hundreds
of species that we could focus on. Swallowtail, sulfurs, skippers, like all kinds of different
skippers, buckeyes. I mean, we can go on and on.
Yeah. So, and how we get those other butterflies is by planting other species host plants.
Yeah, a lot of butterflies never travel more than a couple miles from where they're hatched.
Yeah. And to clarify, what is a host plant? A host plant's what the babies eat, and the babies are the caterpillars.
Fillers.
So by simply putting a host plant in your yard, you will attract the native species of butterflies that like to lay their babies on it because they want their babies to have the best diet.
Yeah, just like milk or monarchs on milkweeds.
Yeah.
If you want the spice bush swallowtail, you better plant a spice bush.
Yes, and that is a really cool looking caterpillar.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's other butterflies out there that need your love and support as well that you could get out and start supporting. And just by planting native plants. And you know, John's Nursery is a great resource for that. Because they'll be able to tell you, well, this is native and this supports this butterfly, which Shelby's doing an amazing job over at the nursery.
Yes, she is.
So if you need a little day trip, that would be a great place to go.
You know, the biggest problem, Sherry, is there's not enough commercial growers. And we're having to propagate some of the things we sell.
Yeah, I know we've run into that. You know, it's hard to find a grower that's growing enough to keep up with the supply. Right?
Yeah, like I found a nursery out at Kerrville that grows our native clematis, the pitcheri as well as the red one, but I had to drive to Kerrville to get it.
Right.
Load up a trailer in the back of my truck.
Which is hard when you're trying to supply a nursery. Yeah.
Yes, you can't. It's not enough, and they don't ship as far, but we had them for a few days, and once they went into bloom, poof.
Well, there you go.
They were out the door.
You can become a grower in your retirement.
Yeah.
Right? That sounds fun. We're going to slip out for a quick break. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth and our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Sherry Hara, Home Show Garden Pros, sitting here with John Ferguson. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. Him and I are having a great interview this morning, just talking about all things gardening. One observation that I've made through this crazy hot summer is well-fed plants and well-maintained plants have survived better. So I'm going to talk real quick about Nelson Plant Food because your plants are hungry. We need to feed them. And Nelson Plant Food is making it easy for you to grow like a pro. So you can choose the right plant food for your plant that you're growing. So he has a whole species-specific line of plant foods. And when I say species-specific, if you have a rose, he's got a rose food. If you have a plumeria, he's got a plumeria food. So they are specially designed and formulated for each species. So they have the exact micro and macronutrients that your plants need. And also, your lawn is hungry. So what I've noticed too, with the amount we're having to water our lawns, we need to feed more, or we need to feed the right types of food. And Turf Star is a full line of lawn fertilizers with high quality nitrogen and the right micronutrients. He's got slow and easy, which would be ideal for right now, and feather light. So if you'd like to grow like a pro, feed your plants with Nelson's plant food. They're hungry, and you want to keep them happy and healthy and strong. For more information, go to Home Show Garden Pros or go to nelsonplantfood.com. And that is one thing that I have noticed. When my plants are fed right, they are more resilient. They can take the stresses, kind of like people, right? When I am eating well and exercising and drinking enough water, I don't get sick. But the second you get stressed out and worn down, you can, you know, pick up a bug. So, I mean, that's a good observation. John and I were just talking about, you know, he's taken on a new project in LaGrange and planted over 2,000, what is it?
Well, 2,300 some odd trees over the last 8 years.
Trees on his property, his retirement property.
154 species.
And one thing he just said to me is he's learning a lot. And so this is coming from a man who is one of the smartest men I know, and he is still learning. So don't ever be intimidated by the amount of information out there, and you can still learn. Like you're learning. Mm-hmm. I'm still learning.
Yep.
And you'll never know it all, right?
Absolutely.
So my biggest teacher has been doing and failing and observing what works.
Yes, learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, and there's been lots of them.
Yes.
In both of our careers.
A little story here. When I first bought the property, I hired a company to come in and plant 1,000 of the Bastrop pines because originally they were in that area, then they got clear cut from building.
Okay.
Well, someone had told me that, you know, for it to get an ag exemption, you need livestock. So someone said, I'll give you 7 donkeys.
Oh.
So I took them.
Okay.
Found out in Fayette County they don't count. It's a county-by-county thing.
Okay.
Well, the Bastrop pine has about 5 to 6 times the amount of vitamin C than an orange.
Okay.
They ate every darn one of them.
That was an expensive lesson.
Yeah, and I also had a bunch of 15 gallons I planted around where the future home site was going to be.
Yeah.
And I ate those suckers down to 2-inch thick trunks.
And I've heard that about the pines as far as the vitamin C content.
Yes.
And so the donkeys knew.
Yeah,
they were nutrient dense.
Yes.
And that was going to be healthy for them. So, yeah, animals know what to eat. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. To say the least, I had to find them a new home.
Yeah. or a really good fence, huh?
Yeah.
Their donkeys are so cute. But so you didn't get the ag exemption. Then they ate all your pines.
Yep.
And then you still had to rehome.
Well, I sent a cattle lease with my neighbor.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow.
And using again, you can use grazing as a tool to improve the soil. They'd been cotton farm for 50 years, so the soil was exhausted. It wouldn't grow weeds. It was so bad in spots.
Yeah.
But watching the things come back and the wildflowers.
Uh-huh. The land was rejuvenating itself.
It's healing.
Yeah. So I've noticed that, too. I can tell a lot about somebody's garden practices by visiting their yard and the collection of weeds that I find.
Yes.
You know, weeds tell a story. Mm-hmm. They're not all there to annoy you and make you mad and blame your neighbors, right? They're there to fix things.
Yes, they have a role in nature.
They have a very important role in nature. And if we would start listening to them and stop fighting them and trying to control nature, you'd get a lot further in life, right?
Yep. When you said, remember the book Weeds and What They Tell?
Yes.
That came out 20 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be speaking at the Master Gardeners. And I did this talk maybe 5 or 6 years ago for the Master Gardeners of Harris County. Weeds and Why They Grow. Mm-hmm. They've asked me to come back and do that same talk because there's a lot of new members in the Master Gardeners, mm-hmm. and it's really valuable information if you can, you know, learn what those weeds are trying to say to you.
Yep.
And try to work with it instead of just going out in a constant, like, there are a few weeds that I will go out and try to kill, right?
Yep.
But for the most part, I will just try to, you know, go, okay, well, that one's telling me I need to aerate, or I need to compost, or I have too much nutrients there. And, you know, some weeds are there to aerate, some are to cover the ground, and some are to use excesses.
Yeah, the example I love, like dandelions,
uh-huh.
they have a role in nature.
Right.
They like soils that are compacted.
Yes.
They have that deep tap root. Being an annual, it rots, so you create a channel of air and water. The second thing they do is they need a lot of calcium.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, calcium leaches out of our soil.
Right.
So the calcium ends up in the subsoil. The roots go down, gets calcium atoms, brings it up to their leaf tissue.
Yep.
When it dies, it rots, and the calcium's released. Once you have the correct amount of calcium in the soil, the seed won't germinate.
Yeah.
It's done its job.
Absolutely. And they aerate because they have that tap root.
Exactly.
So they're pulling that calcium up and then putting it up in the top soil.
Where it can be used.
Where the grassroots can use it. Yeah, weeds weeds are pretty fascinating.
Yes.
So stop killing yourself to kill the weeds. Now, weeds are going to be a big-time problem coming this next spring because so many people are losing their lawns to this drought.
Yep.
And so the first thing that's going to come back is the weeds. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to slip out for a quick break. Think about your weed questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
What's it worth to keep your cool? How about $69.95? That's all it takes to have an AirTech of Katy trained professional perform a 19-point AC checkup. They'll check your outside unit, the one in your attic, and everything in between for $69.95. Tom Tynan gets this exact same performance checkup every year. Get yours scheduled now from airtechofkaty.com.
Hotter, wilder weather. Must be August. Garden early in the morning and late in the evening. Sunscreen and lots of water. Mulch is shade and hydration for your beds. We believe in being kind to gardens and gardeners. We're the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, gardeners. This is Isaac Smoon from Spring Gardens Nursery, and we've got great deals right now. Beat the heat this summer. We've got some shade trees, ornamental trees, magnolias, crepe myrtles, some evergreen to give you a little privacy from your neighbors. We've got Japanese blueberries, bottle brush, some great deals. Please come out and see us, and let's make your yard a paradise. You know, here at Spring Gardens, it's another day in paradise. We have a great promotion right now, gardeners. We've got a great deal. If you spend $200, then you get a free garden box. We've got a great deal on annuals, perennials, flowering shrubs, woody ornamentals. Please come and see us, and let's make your yard beautiful. Gardeners, this is a great time to try to beat the heat. Make sure that you check your irrigation controller. Make sure that you're watering. Make sure you're putting down granular soil amendment and also a liquid fertilizer to keep that lawn and garden lush, green, and growing. Come see us at Spring Gardens. We're located on Gosling Road, just behind Klein Oak High School. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back. We're here. This is Sherry Hera with Home Show Garden Pros. I'm sitting here with John Ferguson. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. We're here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. We're just sitting here having this great discussion about all things soil and science and natives. But during the break, we were talking about, kind of our methods of dealing with weeds and our thoughts behind it. And John said, you know, I'm not a purist. I do occasionally have to use herbicides, especially out in LaGrange where you have your property. So tell me about that. Like, so you're not opposed to them if used correctly.
Correct. They're overused, but
yes.
The way I look at it, what is the most environmentally responsible way of doing something?
Mm-hmm.
The property I purchased, like I said, it was cotton farmed. It was overgrown with weesach, which is an invasive. It's a native, but it's an invasive native.
With huge thorns.
Huge thorns. And it just ruins property.
Yeah.
And I had hundreds, if not thousands of them, from 2 or 3 feet tall up to 20 feet tall.
Right.
So, and it's a very resilient species. The only way to kill it is with a herbicide,
mm-hmm.
or you take a backhoe or something and dig it out of the ground. If you take a backhoe, you create a tremendous scar in the soil profile.
Mm-hmm.
It may take 3 to 5 years to recover. But you can use a herbicide like Remedy.
Mm-hmm. Get
triclosphere is the active ingredient. It has a half-life about by itself straight 15 to 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
If you cut it with diesel fuel,
right.
About 4 to 1, and the diesel acts as a surfactant, it biodegrades in 12 to 15 months.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is after the kill, I come back and spray with agricultural molasses, mm-hmm. Tongue-tied, and it breaks down in about 30 to 60 days.
Yeah.
Then you've got grass growing back in it, and that's by far the most environmentally friendly.
So you're spraying with, you said the triclosphere,
yeah.
and diesel fuel, and then you're coming back and spraying with molasses.
Agricultural molasses.
And that helps to
stimulate the microbes that break it down.
Okay. And so in our home environment, let's say, we get a weed problem and we have to use a weed killer. Okay. We might just have to do that to put nature back in balance. You can follow it up with the molasses.
And that will speed up the health of it and come back with compost to re-inoculate right. the soil for the benefit.
Because I have seen so many people do so much damage just spraying weed killer in their yard. The wrong time of year, the wrong product. And then what happens is we do more damage to our lawn and then more weeds come in. So if let's just say you spray your weed killer and you want to kind of remediate it right after to try to cut back on the amount of damage done, you could follow it up with the molasses.
Correct.
Okay.
But it has to be agriculture molasses.
Yes, agriculture, not what you buy at the grocery store.
Bingo.
Because what you buy at the grocery store has been sulfurized.
That and all the nutrients and trace elements and stuff been removed.
Removed for human consumption.
And they have much simpler sugar molecules that doesn't feed the beneficial microbes.
Right. Yeah, so there are ways to go about using weed killers. Just don't do them right now when it's 100 degrees. A few weeds that I've seen become a problem right now are crabgrass. We're starting to see crabgrass mm-hmm. come in. And then all the little water weeds like Virginia buttonweed, doveweed, And we see those in areas that maybe are holding water because we're watering so much, mm-hmm. or maybe down by the curb where it's the water's getting trapped. So if you can observe why those weeds are there and understand it, you can kind of get a little bit further with. Now, let me get this from you. What about pre-emergence? What's your take on pre-emergence?
I've never used one.
Okay. Okay. Do you have an opinion on pre-emergence?
Yeah. Corn gluten meal works good, but it cannot be made from GMO corn. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It has to be applied when soil temperatures are below 70 degrees,
mm-hmm.
or it doesn't work. But it works on about 100 different species of weeds.
Okay. Okay.
But it's time sensitive.
And your thoughts on preventing a weed problem before you have to spray it? I mean, would you rather do that or?
I try to get the soil healthy where most of the weedy species don't grow. They like sick soils.
Yeah.
So as your soil gets healthier, they just go away naturally.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
John said it. Fix your soil. Fix your weeds. We're going to slip out for a quick break. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
This place has gone to pot.
And that's good.
Because the right pot makes your garden pop.
One-of-a-kind handcrafted pottery.
At Nelson Nursery and Water Garden.
Fill yours with trees or flowers.
Or create disappearing fountains.
Only Nelson's has so many to choose from.
In so many sizes, shapes, and colors.
Did we mention they're one-of-a-kind?
No wonder folks come from afar to find their perfect pot.
Or maybe it's the fish and water garden.
It's all good.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Garden.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Landscapers Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Best Choice Lawn Aeration. The best kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
This is Sherry with Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. We're here talking all things lawn and garden and weeds and bugs and whatever you want to talk about this morning. But first, I'm going to talk about Sienna Mulch. Sienna Mulch is a green waste recycling facility that manufactures their own premium hardwood mulch. They're family owned and operated since 2009. If you live on the south side and you need Sienna Mulch in your life, these Sienna Mulch, the family that owns it, they're just intoxicating, like with their personalities. Their social media is so much fun. It's like I just want to hang out with them. You can choose from a variety of mulch, kitty cushion, pine, cedar, black. They have the black velvet that we talk about all the time. And once ground wood chips. They have all the topsoil, rose soil, sand, masonry sand, compost, gravel. They have a large selection of flagstone, limestone, sandstone, boulders. I know Sandy's getting some big boulders for her front yard to accentuate her landscape. Sienna Mulch also carries all of our favorite fertilizers that we talk about on Home Show Garden Pros. They have all your landscape tools that you need for your project. Plus, they deliver small loads within 20 miles from their yard. They're in Rosharon, and then they have 18-wheeler loads all over the greater Houston area. Sienna Mulch is so much more than mulch. Find out more at Home Show Garden Pros. You can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and visit our website to learn more about what these ladies and gentlemen do there. I just love small family-owned and operated businesses because that's
Absolutely.
Where I come from. Yeah. That's my background, and that's what you're leaving for your son, too.
Yep.
It makes your experience so much different, right?
Yes. And it's people that care. They
yes.
want to do the right thing. They're not some corporation just wants to make a dollar and don't care what happens.
Yeah. I mean, it's our lives.
Yes.
You know, it's my life. It's your life. It's at Sienna Mulch life. I mean, that's their family. It's their heart. So, y'all, support these local businesses. Go to Sienna Mulch and get all your mulch and fertilizers this weekend. Yes. So we were talking before the break, and you had something you wanted to add.
Well, just an example. The biggest mistake is people mow too close, particularly for St. Augustine.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've told you before, my yard's been in Better Homes and Gardens. I hadn't watered since 2011.
Right.
And I'm on a cul-de-sac, so my front yard is St. Augustine.
Sure.
Now, I usually cut it about 4 inches. Well, I got a new neighbor about 2 years ago, and he came in for some reason. He scalped my yard about 10 feet into the, over the property line.
Oh.
Well, I mean, he cut down to the, some places it was dirt.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I've had problems the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It's been full of weeds. You know, it's almost healed, but it's taken 2 years from one cutting.
Just from that scalping. And what time of year was it?
Probably April.
April. Okay, so even early. And it's still – so what happened was different weeds started coming in.
Yes.
Opportunistic little weeds trying to cover the soil.
Yes, needed the sunlight.
Yeah. Amazing observation there. So, and all you've done is just let it regrow.
Regrow.
But you were saying earlier that when you mow too short, the roots stop growing.
Correct.
So it takes time for those roots to recover.
It can take 30 days or more.
Yeah. And in the meantime.
Like I said, if you cut it 4 inches,
uh-huh.
your roots can go down 4 or 5 feet, St. Augustine roots.
Yeah.
If you cut it 2 inches, they won't go more than 3 or 4 inches down. And so
wow.
you got to water all the time.
Got to water all the time, yeah.
Plus the evaporation, then the heat temperature.
Uh-huh.
We talked about that in a newsletter article a few weeks ago, and that we put out our newsletter. And it's on our website. People want to read all the different things and research by the USDA and all these different factors. And if they don't abuse the grass by cutting it too short, et cetera, it's very drought-tolerant grass.
Yeah, that's what I've found, that – you know, I don't really have to water very much to maintain my green. Now, to keep it nice and lush, yeah, it would love all the water in the world. But it really doesn't take that much more water.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I found, like I have a good friend who has Bermuda. He's converted his lawn over to Bermuda. And to keep that Bermuda, which is the more drought tolerant of the two, right?
Supposedly.
And people need to know that before they convert over. It takes more work and more water to keep that grass green and thick and lush. And you have to mow it really short. So he mows like every other day. With a real mower.
Yes.
And it is amazing. It looks like a beautiful golf course. But, you know, he's inside the Houston city limits, and the water prices inside the Houston city limits are outrageous.
And pretty soon they're going to outlaw watering. Parts of Houston and parts of some other cities have already outlawed watering. $2,000 fine.
Wow.
On the news this morning.
So just during this water restriction?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's going to get worse because more people moving in, more demand on water supply.
Yeah, so our lawn and landscapes could change drastically.
Yes. The state of Minnesota is paying people $400 per home per year to get rid of your lawns and put in native wildflower meadows.
Wow. I love a beautiful lawn. I don't know how I'll adjust if that ever happens.
You know, I like a little bit.
Yeah.
But like I said, I have a big cul-de-sac lot now. All the back's just pure landscape.
Yeah. That's how mine is, too.
Then I got a little patch of grass in the front.
Yeah. And I have about 2,000 square foot of grass.
But it's funny because my soil is so soft and that green is thick.
Mm-hmm.
All the kids and dogs and everything wants to be on it.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool. Yeah. And you go into, let's just say, the neighbors that aren't watering or they're watering – you know, 20 minutes a day, every single day, and their yard's still brown. It's hot and hard. Yeah, I don't enjoy that.
And the water's, in my subdivision, how much water's going down the curb and into the gutters.
Yeah.
It's just not soaking in because of the things they put on their yard.
Yeah, yeah. It's not sustainable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I just wonder, all these people that aren't watering, because they're saving money and saving the resource, they're going to have dead grass.
Mm-hmm.
So next year will be interesting. Are they going to replace it or not? I guess we'll see. We're going to slip out for a quick break. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
Because it's been so hot, you may be spending more time with your indoor plants rather than the outdoor. The good news is that MicroLife offers outstanding organic liquid fertilizers for both. MicroLife's Orange Label Biomatrix 713 is the go-to liquid for all your indoor plants, providing them complete nutrition without risk of damage. Use just a bit every time you water. And for outside, add MicroLife's Super Seaweed. The leaves and roots absorb the nutrient-rich liquid, immediately giving them an instant healthy boost. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Healthy plants, healthy food, healthy people.
When you own a swimming pool in Texas, there are two things you want. You want it clean and you want it clear. Hello, I'm Joe Puccio, the owner of Clean and Clear Pools. Stop spending your weekends cleaning your filters, vacuuming, and checking chemicals. Let us do it. From supplies, maintenance, pumps, repairs, and hard diagnostics, our licensed technicians have you covered. Tom Tynan trusts Clean and Clear Pools. You can too. Clean and Clear Pools at Highway 6 North and West Road. Get a free quote and check us out at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sherry Hara with John Ferguson here from Nature's Way. We're here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. And we have some calls coming in. We have Sean. Good morning, Sean. How can we help you this morning?
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you? What you got?
I was calling my, I got hydrangeas.
Uh-huh.
And they're brown.
Oh, yeah.
They're totally brown. So we had a watering restriction in the neighborhood. So I started watering again, and I saw some green leaves come up.
Uh huh.
Should I just take the whole plant out? Should I just keep watering and hope that they come back?
I'd say if you got green, that means it's still alive.
Yeah.
And if you can kind of bend the limbs. If they're soft and flexible, they're probably still alive. If they snap, they're dry and dead, and you just cut off the dead portion.
Yeah.
What do you think, Sherry?
Yeah, well, I mean, my hydrangeas have taken a little bit of a hit. They're doing surprisingly well, considering how hot and dry it's been. So if you have green, they will come back. But I would hit them with something, some kind of liquid fertilizer like Ocean Harvest or Super Seaweed. And do hand watering on them. And let's just pray we get this rain. Hydrangeas, the beginning of their name is Hydra. They love the water, right? So we need to do some definite focused water on them.
Okay. And you said, what was the name of that?
MicroLife Super Seaweed. What part of town are you in?
I'm in Missouri City.
Okay, so find maybe an Ace Hardware or a garden center down in that area. They'll have the MicroLife Super Seaweed, okay?
Okay,
And do it about every 2 weeks. You should be good.
All righty, thank you.
All right, thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good day. Thanks for calling. Okay, we're going to slip out for a break. We have Ed and Paul on the line, and we'll get to your calls right after this quick break.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.